Since the terrorist attacks, there's been increased vigilance at a number of potential targets, including the nation's stockpiles of chemical weapons. There are eight stockpiles across the country, bulk quantities of blistering agents and nerve agents such as sarin and VX. The country's largest store of VX is in the tiny Indiana town of Newport. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
All that identifies the Newport Chemical Depot is a blue and yellow sign just off a long meandering highway in western Indiana. Behind the sign and hidden by a thick screen of gold and magenta leaves is more than 1,200 tons of the nerve agent VX. It was manufactured here from 1961 to 1968 as a Cold War deterrent, but never used, and is one of the most dangerous chemicals ever made.
A small droplet of it, if it got onto exposed skin and that it wasn't washed off, can result in death of an individual.
Depot Commander Major Christopher Isaacson says it's not any safer if the liquid VX burns. Even breathing in vapors of the nerve agent can also cause death if left untreated. Despite the danger, Isaacson says the golden-colored VX has been stored in large carbon steel containers for more than 30 years without any problems. Guests used to be able to visit the facility, but it's become a highly restrictive area since the terrorist attacks on September 11th.
Sir, I need you to pull over there, open up all your doors, glove compartment, pop your trunk, and pop your hood.
Vehicles entering the site run a slalom of bright yellow concrete barriers, and then they're subject to random searches.
What I'm looking for right here are prohibited items, which might be audiovisual equipment, firearms, ammunition.
The guards run mirrors under the vehicles to check for explosives. More than 150 troops from the 101st Airborne Division patrol the grounds now, and no planes are allowed to fly under 5,000 feet within a 5-mile radius of the VX site. The military will shoot down an airplane that ignores all warnings. If an airline were to crash into one of the VX storage tanks, Isaacson says most of the nerve agent would be consumed in the fireball. But small, dangerous amounts would still be released into the air.
As with any fire, you're going to have vapors that escape from that fire. And that agent cloud, or as referred to as a plume, does go with ever which way the wind carries it.
Isaacson says the 3,500 people living within a 10-mile radius of the depot would be most at risk of inhaling the burning VX. Vicki Francis with the nearby Vermilion County Emergency Response Office says there are large sirens posted in fields and towns near the depot. Residents should soon receive kits containing a flashlight, plastic sheets, and duct tape. So if something happens at the depot,
the sirens will go off, alerting people to go inside, seal off any windows and doors and vents with the plastic and duct tape.
Francis says each household will soon be receiving a tone alert radio that will give them information, including wind conditions, while they hide inside their homes.
Wind becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 90%.
A command center will chart which direction and how fast the VX plume is moving, then tell residents to stay put or evacuate the area. Francis says residents as far as 40 miles away in Terre Haute seem to be more worried than local residents like Sarah Morgan, who's lived near the VX depot most of her life.
It's not that I'm not concerned. There's a fine line, I believe, between being concerned and letting fear of something control my life.
Under the Chemical Weapons Convention signed in 1993, the United States agreed to destroy its stockpiles of chemical weapons, including the VX, by 2007. Indiana Senator Evan Bayh says he worries about the VX being a target and has asked President Bush to get rid of the stockpile quickly.
It is simply impossible for us to anticipate every risk that's out there. This risk, while remote, is so conceivably dangerous. I think it behooves us to move as quickly as we can to remove it by destroying the nerve agent.
Bayh says that could include offering bonuses to contractors to speed up the destruction process, because now, he says, nothing can be left to chance. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Newport, Indiana.